This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's arraignment in the U.S. state of New York leaves a uniquely uncertain 2024 presidential election landscape, where the leading Republican candidate, that's Trump, faces trial, and the incumbent, U.S. President Joe Biden, hasn't even confirmed he's running. The AP's Sagar Magani has our report on Trump's day in court.
It was a stunning and humbling spectacle.
Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment.
The first ex-president to ever face criminal charges.
34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg, Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election.
After sitting stone-faced in the Manhattan court, Trump later told cheering supporters at his Florida estate, this is just the latest far-left bid to beat him, this time through the legal system instead of the ballot box. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And here are some other headlines from around the world today. Finland's blue and white Nordic cross flag is hoisted outside NATO headquarters as it becomes the alliance's 31st member in a historic realignment of Europe's defenses spurred by Russia's war on Ukraine. A Moscow court orders that Daria Tripova, the suspect in the fatal bomb attack on a high-profile military blogger, be held in custody for at least 2 months. And Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen is set to meet U.S. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy in the U.S. state of California. It's a highly symbolic move that has infuriated Beijing. This is VOA News. Violence at a Jerusalem mosque prompts fears of wider fighting. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Israeli police have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, firing stun grenades and beating Palestinian youths who have hurled firecrackers in a burst of violence during a sensitive holiday season. Gaza militants have responded with rocket fire on southern Israel, drawing an Israeli airstrike in response. The violence comes as Muslims mark the holy month of Ramadan and Jews prepare to celebrate Passover at sundown Wednesday. Such confrontations at the contested holy compound have sparked deadly cross-border wars between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers in the past. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The UN Human Rights Council has denounced the rising numbers of executions in Iran, including of people who received the capital punishment in connection with protests that have rocked the country. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The top United Nations rights body approved a resolution voicing deep concern at the reported surge in the number of executions, including of individuals sentenced to death in relation to their alleged involvement in the recent protests. The resolution, which also extended the mandate of the UN Special Rapporteur on the rights situation in Iran for another year, passed with 23 of the Council's 47 members voting in favor. Iran's ambassador called the resolution a weaponization of human rights as a foreign policy tool. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And in other headlines, French President Emmanuel Macron is due in Beijing for a visit in which he hopes to dissuade China from supporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine while also forging closer ties with a crucial trade partner. The Taliban have extended a ban on women working for NGOs to the United Nations mission throughout the country, a UN spokesman says, calling such an order unacceptable. A push to recognize Aboriginal Australians in the country's constitution suffers a major blow after the Conservative Opposition Party says it will fight against the proposed reforms. The Philippines has performed a diplomatic U-turn on ties with Beijing, and by pressing a defense rapprochement with Washington, it risks sparking China's fury. In Colombia's far north, wind farm expansion is unsettling the indigenous Wayuu inhabitants of a semi-desert region earmarked for renewable energy. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.